Becca, do you want to clean that matches your vibe?
Sure.
Are you tired of meh smelling cleaning products?
Totally.
Well, then clean confidently with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. Its powerful clean and refreshing scents transform every room in your home into a coastal getaway.
Because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store. Also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Tanya, I have great news.
Yes?
With all of your wedding activities on the horizon, I thought you'd be excited to find out the sale you wait for is finally here. Macy's Friends and Family Sale.
Yes! What perfect timing.
You can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more.
This is incredible. I need to plan for my bachelorette party, bridal shower, rehearsal dinner. I mean, so now I know exactly where to look.
Exactly. And you can get 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping when you spend $25.
Amazing. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is April 25th through May 5th. Shop at Macy's.com and in-store.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Scrubbing in with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio and two-time People's Choice Award-winning podcast.
Hello, everybody. We're scrubbing in.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. I'm at my house, so Tanya and I normally record at her place because she has a microphone set up and it's just much better.
It's just so much better. And it just brings me so much joy to have a human being in my office with me.
Yeah, but I flew home yesterday from Puerto Rico. So I was like, listen, I'm going to look out for you. And be responsible and be at home today. So I'm currently in my dark closet because the sound is better. And also I'm nauseous because I think I'm dehydrated and had a really hard workout today. And so the overhead light made me nauseous. So everyone said I look like I'm filming the Blair Witch Project.
You know what? I don't mind it. If that's what you got to do, you know, our motto for the rest of 2020 is
do what you got to do.
So... happy to see you as the Blair Witch Project. I do miss seeing you here in the flesh, but I do think this is the responsible thing to do. Just not being indoors next to each other, but I will be seeing you in the outdoors this week. So.
Oh yeah. Well, I feel like if it had been a few days post flying, I would have been like, you know what, we'll open the windows. I'll stay far away. But it's just like one day after, so I'm like, let's just make
see how
sure.
This shakes
I feel
out.
Like I really, you know, had my mask on. I Cloroxed everything, but you just never know what the others are doing around.
Never know what the others are doing. And no, I appreciate it and I respect it. So. Here we go. Okay, so tell me, I do want to know how your birthday was, how the trip was. I need to know, like, how a long flight feels going into the bathrooms on a plane. Like, like I just have so many questions.
Okay, so JoJo turned 30, which, you know, is a significant birthday, and they're living in Puerto Rico right now. They moved there, I think, in August or something, and she has family there, so they like had gone back and forth, and so they're there right now, and so it was kind of hard to get really, you know, anyone to go that far, because it is such a weird time right now. We're in a pandemic, and but I just felt, you know, for every birthday that I've had, whether wherever it's been, she's shown up at my birthday. So I made the decision that I was going to fly and surprise her. And so I was like texting Jordan, planning all of this about like, he's going to pick me up and how we were going to make it a surprise. And so I was going to leave Tuesday night, take a red eye. I would fly to New York first and then fly down to Puerto Rico. Mm. For those of you who are not familiar with maps or geography, same, but I looked on a map because when I saw that I was going to New York, I was like, this feels really out of the way. But so my flight left at 11:30. And my whole thing is that I've always been someone who cuts it close when it comes to getting to the airport on time.
Yeah, Becca is one of those people that like likes to just walk on to the gate and walk on to the plane. And I am like the person that likes to get to the airport, maybe get a coffee, maybe get a pick up a, you know, magazine to flip through, you know, make sure I fill up my hydro flask, go to the bathroom. I like to give myself plenty of time. So anytime I do travel with Becca, I get major anxiety because she's just not like I. And so
she's not like I. So I agree, I can be stressful, and most of my friends are more like you. I think most people are more like you, where they like to have a sufficient amount of time without stress. But especially right now, I'm like, I don't want to be in the airport surrounded by people any longer than I have to. So my plan was to get there like 35 minutes before my flight, because I thought it was like, you have to be there 30 minutes before to check your flight, and then I just walk to my gate and hop on. I get there, and so my flight was at 11:30, and I got there at 10:51, and the lady checking me in was like, you have to be here 40 minutes early to check your bag. She was like, I can't do it. And I was like, I looked at the clock, and I was 1 minute late for being able to check it on, and I was like, please. I was like, I was begging, basically. And she goes, well, we get docked. Like, we get charged a fee if we check people in late. And I was like, how much? Like, I was basically like, I'll Venmo you.
I'll Venmo
please
you.
Please help me. So I missed my flight. They had to reschedule me for the next day. So I was supposed to get into Puerto Rico at 1 p.m., like in the afternoon the next day. And the flight they put me on that they had available wasn't going to get me there till 10:30 p.m. So I'm so embarrassed because I have to text Jordan and be like, listen, I missed my flight.
I missed my flight because I was doing absolutely nothing.
Yeah, like my plan was just to be there. Just, you know, I had plans to be on time.
Like if I ever have to like be late for something, or I'm like embarrassed about something like that, I'm like, oh my, I'm so sorry. Like I had too many meetings, or I like took a shower and I just slipped, or I don't know, like something. And Becca's I don't know, I couldn't even think of anything. Becca's just like, I missed my flight because I just didn't leave my house because 10 minutes earlier.
Exactly. So I was so embarrassed. I didn't even know what to text him. So I was like, listen, I missed my flight. I'm very embarrassed that I missed my flight, but my new flight doesn't get until 10:30. So I don't know how you're going to be able to pick me up without her knowing something's going on. So he wrote me back. He was like, I'll figure it out. We'll make this work, which was, he's so nice to help me, as he's probably like this idiot. So, he tells her, so I land at like 11:30, and he had told her when he does broadcasting stuff for football, he has these charts that he prints out, I guess. And so he told JoJo at 11:30 that he had to go print out his charts for the next day. And she was just like, aren't they closed? And he was so brilliant. He goes, yeah, the main section's closed, but they have the self-serve section still open, so you can go print out stuff when you need to. And so she's just like, okay.
I'd be like so sketched out.
Yeah, she didn't even think twice about it. It's a healthy relationship. And so he picks me up and he walks in, and then I walk in behind her. She was about to pass out and go to sleep, and she was totally like, what in the heck? Am I half asleep right now? What's going on?
I know. I was the video so surprised. Was so cute.
Yeah. So it was really fun. And then my birthday was really chill. Where they live is so beautiful and it's like paradise. So
yeah, it literally looks like paradise.
Yeah, it is. And everyone just like it has a golf cart. It's just like a very islandy vibe. So it was really like a really just relaxed, fun birthday. And then the next night, Jordan set up a dinner that looked like a wedding reception.
It looked so beautiful. I couldn't even get over the twinkle lights. I was like, ah!
I know. And he's so sweet because, you know, for me, like my birthday had happened and I flew out for JoJo's birthday. So I wasn't really expecting, I wasn't expecting anything for my birthday. And he made sure that like they had a little menu printed out and it had like happy birthday JoJo and Becca. And then the cake said happy birthday JoJo and Becca. And so it was just really sweet and it was just so beautiful. So it was a really fun, fun time. And I'm glad I went.
That's so nice. I'm glad you went too. I like had this weird, I like woke up in the morning that one more, I can't remember what morning it was. And I texted Becca and I was like, how long's the flight to Puerto Rico? Like, I just wanted to like face my fear of getting on a plane and just like go for the weekend, you know? And Becca was like 7.5 hours. I was like, okay. And we will not be doing
that.
It's
like, yeah, I mean, it's across the country and then some. And then like I have a, the best part is that I have a small group of friends that we're going up to Tahoe to celebrate my birthday. Cause the dates didn't work out, for my birthday. Cause I was gone obviously. And Tanya like won't do, she's like nervous to do like a 45 minute flight. And so then she goes, she had already said, I don't know if I feel comfortable flying. And then she was like, how far is it to Puerto Rico? I'm like, wait, so you're going to get on a 9-hour travel day and then you're not going to go 45 minutes up north? So
my new word for the rest of the year is surrender. Mm-hmm. Because I've just been, just with like the election, just everything that's been going on, I feel like I've been so persistent to, you know, be like not unaffected, but just try and keep the normalcy alive in certain things, you know? And mm-hmm. I think I just realized that I'm just going to surrender to just what is, you know what I mean? Instead of trying to, I don't know how to like force or do things, you know what I mean? It's like you make plans and then some people have to quarantine. So then your plans have to change, you know, it's just like, mm-hmm. I'm just trying to go with the flow. Like like same thing. Like I was like, I'm going to have a, you know, crazy, not crazy Halloween, but I was like, I'm just going to do it up and it's Halloween, you know? And like we ended up literally just staying in onesies, making skeleton skinny margaritas and watching The Craft, you know what I mean? And it was just kind of like, I'm surrendering to the year of 2020 and you know, it was great. It is what it is. You know what I mean? There'll never be another Halloween like it, you know? And so that's what I'm trying to have that be like my new philosophy is just surrender, peace, bring peace back into the anxiety that I've been feeling lately.
I think that's a really good word. I know a lot of us are feeling like every couple minutes today, I just have this sinking feeling in my stomach from just like, you know, this week and not knowing what's going to happen and not really, you know, none of us have control over what's going to happen. But if you are, I know a lot of us, and we talked about it last week, Mark brought it up, but I know a lot of us have had the mentality of just like being pretty defeated over the fact that our options are these two people that maybe we don't feel great about on either side. And it's kind of feels like defeating, but please go out and vote. If you haven't yet, and you're like in that mindset of like, I don't want to vote because I don't like either one of them. Like, please let this be your sign to go out and vote because it's a really big election and everyone who has the chance to vote should be voting right now. So,
and also there's just so much on the ballot too. You know what I mean? Like with local, you can make such a difference locally that I don't think people really even realize that.
I get so tired of the I don't like either candidate. And it seems like every 4 years people say that same thing.
Right.
But these two candidates are so incredibly different there's no way you can't like either one of these candidates. I find that very hard to believe. Now, it may not have been your favorite, and you may have wanted somebody else, but I don't get that, because they are two sides of a coin to me. They're not the same side, like some people might say. They're not. They're completely different. And the country is going to go in one way, or is it going to go a totally different way? And you got to pick a side. You really got to. By the way, I caught some heat. I got a Facebook message. A woman was mad at me. Oh. She said that when I said that you should look up and see who somebody you trust endorses, and they'll tell you who to vote for. She said that is not a modern woman thing, to be told who to vote for. No. Just to clarify, I didn't want to make it sound like homework. All this research and learning about the propositions is homework. And I'm just saying there's a shortcut out there. And I'd rather you do a shortcut than not vote at all.
But it's also it's not being told. You're not being told. Yes. It's somebody that you trust. Right. You trust their opinion.
Yes,
and
exactly.
So it's an educated, it's an educational study, if you will.
Yes. So if you don't have time, that's a way to do it. I'm not saying vote for whoever the Democrats tell you or whoever the Republicans tell you. I'm not saying that. I'm saying find an organization that you trust, that you support. My wife and I have a number of them that we support. There's an anti-gun group that we love. They have endorsements. So we look at it and we see who they think would be best. You know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
People who agree with you will guide you, and you don't have to spend a lot of time. That's all I'm saying. And if you want to spend... I mean, it's a little late now, but if you want to spend hours and hours researching this thing, have at it. That's a great thing for you. Good. Do it. I'm all for it.
Let me tell you somebody that I stand behind, because my world has been shooketh this week. The menstrual cup.
Well, she really, of course it goes back to Tanya's period.
No, because let me tell you, I am a woman that talks about vagina a lot. Like, I'm a vagina talker. You know what I mean? We are women. We have vaginas. We have periods. We bleed. We cramp. It's beautiful. It's disgusting. It's all of those things. But we have our periods, you know? And so it's like, no more of the grimacing, I don't want to talk about it. It's like, we have them. Let's carry on. Every month we get this period. And I've just been using tampons my whole life because that's what we have. We have pads and tampons. I am so surprised. I've gone my whole life up until this year not knowing that there's such a thing as this cup, right? And they've been telling me to use it now. For how long have scrubbers been writing in telling me to try one of these? For months now, right?
Yeah, it's been a minute.
And I've been so reluctant to try it because it sounds weird and it sounds like messy and gross. So I got my period. And I went to the store to try new tampons, and I saw the cup there, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to try this cup. At first, it was a little tricky to get in, and let me just say, anybody who is trying, and if at first you do not succeed, dust yourself off and try again, because I finally got it, and it has changed the game. It might take you more than one try, because basically what you have to do is you have to fold it. I mean, I'm happy to do an instruction video at some point on my Instagram, but you have to fold it like a taco and then shove it up like a tampon. And basically it opens up and suctions to your outer walls, and then it collects.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is put it in the morning. You go about your day. You don't have to worry about when you pee, peeing on your tampon string, taking a shower. You don't have to worry about any of that. It's just there all day. You take it out before you go to bed, clean it up, put it back in, and go to sleep. It's like the best thing I could have ever done for myself.
We love to hear it. A new period product.
Yeah, it's a new period product. I did also try the menstrual disc. That one is a little bit more difficult. It's a little bit more challenging because I don't quite know where my pelvic bone is to place it, but I'm going to keep trying with that one because that seems like a product I'm going to love as well.
The Diva Cup is a brand, right? Or is that a style?
It's a brand. Okay. So it's called a menstrual cup, and then there's different brands.
It's like a Kleenex for, you know, tissue.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
I'm sending Ashley Iaconetti your way because she said she would never, ever use one of these things. It came up off the air and we were doing Almost Famous for some reason. And she said, oh, never. I'll never do that. I said, talk to Tanya Rad. She'll make you a believer. Becca, are you interested in trying this from Tanya's description? Because it doesn't seem like you are.
I am not as passionate about, like, my period isn't something that I'm like, oh, this is beautiful. I just kind of like deal with it because it is part of being a woman. And then I'm happy when it's over and don't want to like think about it or talk about it more than just what I already have to deal with.
I know, but it's like we've had these products that were made in the 30s, 1930s was when a tampon was around. I could be totally wrong. I'm just guessing, but they haven't reinvented the wheel in so long. And it's like now they're coming up with all these different things that are, A, better for the environment. I'm not throwing away a tampon every 2 to 3 hours. It's just one cup that I'm going to use for probably a few periods. And B, it's better for my vagina.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, the thing is that honestly, it took me so long to figure out how to do the tampon thing that I'm like triggered from that as a young adult or young teenager. So the thought of like relearning the process of the new thing and then having to something about the cleanup has me a little.
You know what? Let me tell you, that was what deterred me from trying it. But you just do it when you're on the toilet. And then, I mean, my sink is right next to me. So I just put my hand in my sink, rinse it off like a little, like a toothbrush, if you will. Just rinse it in the water and then boop, drop it back in.
Uh-huh. Well, great. I mean, like maybe someone will sponsor the podcast now that you
honestly,
have
it's so
and
funny
raved
too.
About it.
I was texting my sister because I was like, how do you put this thing in? And if you remember back in the day, my sister refused to show me how to put a tampon in.
Oh,
so
yeah.
She was not, you know, not going to go there with the cup either. But I have another friend who uses one who like literally sent me a video of how to do it. And so it's really easy. It's not as easy as a tampon, but once you get the hang of it, I'm telling you, it took me like 2 or 3 tries and I am just so happy. Like I'm such a happy customer.
I'm so happy for you. Truly.
Thank you.
The modern day tampon was patented in 1933.
Oh, you were right. In the 30s.
In the 30s. Think about that. We've been using tampons since it's 2020. Like, let's evolve. Our vaginas are worth it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's good. We got to keep them healthy.
No more chafing from cotton. Like, just, we're done with it.
I do not chafe. What are you talking about?
That's what you think.
I think that menstruation is a beautiful thing, and I'm a big fan of it, but I had this, like, terrifying experience with the Diva Cup when I was younger. And I think I've even said this on the podcast before, but the first girl I knew that used one, I grew up in a very hippie town, and this buddy of mine was living with this young lady who probably used a Diva Cup, and I went into the refrigerator to get some water, and I was like, hey, what's with all this marinara sauce you guys keeping in here? And she was emptying it into a jar and then keeping it in the fridge to cook with it later, because as I understand it, I'm not judging, there are some health maybe some advantages to using what your body has already processed.
Okay, I have never.
Tanya, I just need to say.
I'm judging. Judge?
So I know that, like, I know the idea of the Diva Cup, and I admire it, but it's so hard to get out of my head that the process isn't like, okay, you take it out, and then you get a mason jar, and then you put it in your fridge. Like, it's just scarred me for life. But I admire you, Tanya, for...
I'm not saving or collecting mine. I'm still just right down the toilet with the rest of the things. But I do have to say there's a cup and then there's like a disc, right? So I pulled out the disc because
I'm already so like lightheaded and nauseous right
no,
now. And I know
like,
it's our
it
bodies.
Looks like
but
it looks like a giant condom, if you will. Like that's what so. And I was showing it to Red Star, and he was like, how does that go inside? Because it's, like, big. But basically, once you put it in, it, like, somehow conforms to, like, the size that your body is or whatever. But I could not get it in right. I couldn't get it to sit right. I don't know. That one's going to be a little bit more of a challenge. So I'm just telling everybody, if you're going to try the cup versus the disc first. Because the disc...
Are you set on trying all options just so you can reference them and talk about them? Because, like, my thought is if you love the Diva Cups or the cups so much, why work so hard to do the disc if it's harder?
So I will tell you, it might be a little much for the podcast, but screw it, we're here. it's meant so that you can have sex on your period, so it's not like messy.
God, y'all are just animals.
Because essentially what it does is it just like collects it all like on top, so it's like free of, it's just, you're free to have at it.
Wow, the sacrifice for Red Star. Essentially.
It's actually funny, I didn't know that there was a difference in a cup and a disc, and my pelvic floor physical therapist was telling me about the disc, and she's like, oh, I think you should try it, and I was like, all right, girl.
I'm trying to think of what to transition into, but nothing is coming up. So I think maybe we take a break. Yeah, we'll just take a break and we'll be back with.
Was it too much? Did I go too far?
No further than you go on a normal basis.
I think we all just need a minute, though.
Yeah, just take a minute. Decompress, come back. Yeah.
I'm not the one who took it to the mason jar like Easton,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, I think Easton's mason jar story is really what took a turn
it,
for yeah, me.
It takes all kinds. It takes all kinds. I just want you to see the spectrum, yeah. You know?
It's amazing what what we can do for ourselves with our bodies.
The female body is a beautiful, beautiful thing.
It is. Thanks, Easton.
I love it.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful clean and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. All right, Tanya, Mother's Day is right around the corner.
I know, Becca. I've been racking my brain trying to come up with some gift ideas for all of the mothers in my life.
You know what could help you? Macy's Gift Finder. Shopping for Mother's Day is always challenging for me, so I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom, who already has everything.
What a great idea.
And Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make moms feel special.
Oh, I see here. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more.
There are also gift lists like gifts for the mom who has everything, gifts that are already wrapped, or even gifts for grandma.
Some of the top gifts I'm seeing are Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, the Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Chalet Dutch Oven.
Macy's has it all for mom. Shop at Macy's.com/giftfinder. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay authenticity guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff, with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
All right, we are back. Great conversation had about the female body. And taking a totally different turn, I wanted to remind y'all about our virtual Scrubbers Choice Party that we are having November 13th. So basically, we're celebrating the People's Choice Awards. This is more just like a fun party and something for everyone to kind of be involved in. It's going to be a lot of fun. We have some really fun guests. We're doing our first ever live mantle, which y'all will love.
Yep. And so, like Becca said, it's November 13th. It's starting at 5 o'clock Pacific, which is 8 o'clock Eastern. You can go to onlocationlive.com to get your tickets to that. And then a portion of the proceeds are benefiting Young Survivor Coalition, which is young adults facing breast cancer together. So it's going to be a fun event. Come hang, get your tickets. And, you know, it's like a different Friday night because every night is essentially similar in quarantine. So
yeah, and I mean, if you were part of our last live virtual show, you know anything can happen. Mm-hmm. Honestly, maybe one of my highlights of quarantine during
honestly kind of same. Kind of same, because I felt so anxiety driven during it and was just so like stressed and disappointed, and then seeing everybody's reaction, how much fun they had and how much they were laughing at it, made me feel so much better.
Well, we had, I mean, it was just, yeah, the videos of what was actually happening while we were just panicking behind the scenes was just the best. So if you weren't a part of that last time, don't miss this one, because it could be even more crazy, because we're going to have a mantle. I'm sure we'll have some, you know, drinks, which always is fun for some of us. So, yeah. Good times. Wait, so what, you just had like a chill Halloween?
Yeah, everything's like literally, when I tell you, it was pumpkin onesies, went to the grocery store to get stuff to make. So I had these like little skeletons. They're just like little baby skeletons. And so I was like, why don't we make skinny margaritas? Get it? Like,
yeah,
skeletons, skinny margaritas. Yeah. So we made skinny margaritas, and we had like a Halloween playlist that we had on and like danced to, and just literally ate and watched The Craft and ate vegan, or we got vegan ice cream, didn't end up eating it, but we were gonna do a taste off
next time.
Next time, vegan taste test off, vegan ice cream taste test off. But yeah, I mean, I'm just kind of, you know, it's interesting because I saw, you know, all that backlash that was going on with Kendall Jenner and her birthday party.
Oh, yeah.
The Halloween birthday party. And like, it's like, yes, I do think that there is something to the fact that we're still in this pandemic. We all should just hunker down and try and get through it, you know? But at the same time, it's just like, we do have to continue to somewhat live our lives, right? It's like, you know, we need to start flying again. Like, these airlines need to, you know, it's just like the economy needs to move, right? I mean, I that really don't know how that correlates to Kendall Jenner's birthday party. Maybe we don't have, you know, big shindigs. And I'm sure there was a protocol, and I'm sure people got rapid tests and you know, things like that. But, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, on all the flights that I was on, they were all the pilots and the flight attendants were like, thank you so much for flying and, like, you know, keeping this industry. Like, I think it's kind of just been so tough for everybody. And I think we all have to do our part and be responsible. And like, even for my little birthday getaway that I'm doing in a couple of weeks, like, everyone's getting tested before. And it's just like, we have to be responsible if we're going to have some normalcy. But like, if, you know, I think it's just a matter of being respectful that we are still in a pandemic. So I know it's like a hard balance to navigate because I get stressed out about doing things and the backlash I might receive. But I also know that there's a lot of people who have suffered from like the discourse of like our normal lives and everything. So I think it's just, yeah, I'm kind of in the same place of like not knowing what's the actual perfect answer. And I don't think anyone does. Yeah. So Friday, which was October 30th, was not only my birthday, it was National Texture X Day. And we teased this last week if we were going to do it. I got permission. I got the go ahead from 95P that it was fine. So, I was going to text Robert because he's really my only ex.
Okay, it's funny that you went that way because I got so much heat on my end. I got so many DMs from scrubbers saying this is exactly the opposite of what you said you should ever do. And I was like, you know what? You're right. Like, why? Like, I was going to text my ex from high school, which is, his name is Ryan Compton. Shout out if you listen. He probably doesn't, but yeah, shout out. Whoop, whoop. But it's true. It's like, that's so my past. And like, I don't need to go down that path. Like, I love him. I'm sure he's great. And I think he is married. I'm pretty sure he has kids. So I wish him well, but don't care to text my ex.
Well, I think it's just like I'll do it right now. My text is basically like, Friday was Texture X Day. So I wanted to say, hey, and acknowledge the holiday. But also I did get, I was respectful to 95P, and also Robert is single as far as I know right now. So, you know, if I knew that he was in a relationship, I'd probably hold off because I wouldn't want to disrespect, you know, who he is with.
Right. Okay, you want to lob it out?
Yeah.
All right.
But since it's not Texture X Day, what is the premise?
Oh, right.
No, yes. I was going to say Friday was Texture X.
Then why didn't you do it on Friday is what Mark's saying. Like, we need some sort of, we're recording. So you can say, friends, we're recording the podcast right now.
Hmm? But wait, I also think you should ask him something.
Such as? Like, how
well,
are
only
you?
Because if you just say, and I know this is the
producer.
Should
I say, what was
me.
The most annoying thing about me while we were
yes,
together?
Something okay. like that.
Okay,
that would
so
be
I'm
going to
say, while I was busy celebrating my birthday on Friday, there was actually another holiday happening.
Did you hear from him on your birthday?
Yes, he said, happy birthday, Bex.
That's very sweet.
I hope you have the best day ever. That's what he said.
Great. Okay, so this makes sense then.
So I'm saying, while I was busy celebrating my birthday, there was also another national holiday that day. And then I'm going to say it was Text Your Ex Day in honor of the special day.
In honor of
the most annoying thing about me while we were dating.
Whoop.
It's sent.
There it was. All right. Tanya.
Robert's a quick one, so I feel like we're gonna get a response.
So, Tanya, where do we stand on this? Are you...
it goes against everything that I've been fighting Becca against.
Yeah, this is a pride issue for Tanya now.
Yeah, like, it's like, I'm like the person that says there is no reason to text your ex, ever.
And I agree in terms of Ryan Compton, because he may be married, you could cause problems. But there's got to be some sort of a more recent ex.
There's a recent ex, but the only one that I could think of that I would text, I feel like, is inappropriate just because he has like recently reached out and I'm trying to like set a boundary, be out of respect.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know
sure.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that seems like playing with fire a little bit.
Okay.
Weak. No, I'm just kidding. I knew
you know what's
say
funny though?
Like
all my exes, like the ones that I like, if I go down my, you know, list of ones that were significant, are all married minus like, two, three.
He responded.
I knew
it. That was really fast.
He's a responder.
He's so full of it, too. He goes, I can't think of a single thing. You're an angel. And I said, you're a liar. Answer the question. I knew he would say something that wouldn't.
I love that, though.
That's
the right answer, though. You got to give him credit for that. That is, if that happened to me with an ex of mine, I would say not a thing. Because why would you? You know, you don't want to stir anything up.
I was so annoying. I mean, I was like...
Well, what do you think was the most annoying thing about you?
Where do I begin? Probably just not my non-committal ways.
Non-committal ways?
In the sense of, like, Like, he was my first relationship, and I had been so independent before that I always just did my own thing and, like, didn't... You know, I didn't have to answer to anybody. I didn't have to, like, talk on the phone if I didn't want to, whatever. And so I think he dealt with a lot of my immaturity in a first relationship.
So he would say, like, hey, dinner Saturday night, and you'd be like, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, she would.
It's only Thursday, so.
Exactly, which okay. I am like that, so.
Right, but, I mean, in Becca's defense, she's like that in every relationship.
Of course, but that airport thing would drive me nuts.
I know. It drives everybody nuts. So you're not... My feelings don't even get hurt by that because I'm just like, I know. And then I miss my flight, so I really know. But let's... Listen, I have been that way with flying for so long, and that was the first one. You know, I really think the mask took away my ability to charm because normally...
Right. You can just give a
smile and
a wink.
They'll bend the rules for me, and she was not having it, so... Blame you know the mask.
This is an interesting question, though. Just like, because now that you're saying it, I'm like reflecting back on the most annoying things that I probably did in relationships. It's an interesting. It's an interesting thought process that's going through my head right now.
Every relationship
every relationship, including getting married, they're all you're all works in progress.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we never stop changing or evolving. Even the people that don't want to change or evolve, like, you are regardless, because things are always changing around you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I honestly...
Like, I'm probably the opposite of Becca. Like, I'm probably so annoying because I like to have plans. Probably, too. Like, I'm already planning things for February, you know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, that's probably annoying.
What are you planning for February right now?
Well, you know, 2021 just seems like a good year to plan things. So just skipping November and December and going straight to 2021.
Isn't it wild that in 4 months it'll be a year since we were in, since the pandemic, started?
Wild.
I had to count twice to make sure that was right because I saw it posted somewhere.
I enjoy Robert because I think, he's like a dude. He's like a duty dude, you know? But he is also your ex. So there's like that sense of, like, I don't want to say brotherly vibe to him. Do you know what I mean? But I feel like he has my best interest at heart, but he's also a duty dude. So I just enjoy getting advice from him.
Yeah, because he's duty dude, but brotherly.
Duty dude, but brotherly.
He's a brotherly duty dude.
Put that on his resume.
Yeah. Should we get to emails? Because these are pretty, like, I'm interested to see if we all agree on the things.
Sure. And we're about a week and a half out from the Grey's Anatomy premiere. So I want to ask you guys a few questions to see if you remember last season.
Okay,
and I'll give
you
more questions next week as we get closer and closer.
I love this. Wait, are we doing this before emails?
Whatever. Take a break and we'll figure it out.
Oh, okay. We'll be back. Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh-smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Becca, let's talk about one of our goals for 2024, shopping sustainably.
Yes, and you know what's been amazing? Being able to shop sustainably at Macy's.
Agreed. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference.
It's so refreshing. I've been loving exploring their selection from brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more.
Plus, here's something really special. Macy's is not just talking the talk, they're walking the walk. Did you know that they're bringing more parks to more people by supporting the Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards project?
It's incredible. They're transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces, making sure our communities are healthy and livable for generations to come.
And here's where we can all make a difference. You can join Macy's in this incredible effort by donating online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Every little bit counts, and together we can create a greener, more sustainable future.
So head over to macys.com/purpose to learn more and make your contribution today.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes, 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
All right, we are back, and during the break, we discussed that we're going to do emails, offer some advice to some people who have written in, and then we're going to do the Grey's Anatomy quiz game.
All right, this is from Anonymous. She says, I just recently got engaged, and I keep dreaming about a guy I used to date. My fiancé, Joshua, and I have known each other since we were in middle school. I've known the other guy, let's call him Sean, for about the same amount of time. Sean and I were never official. He's that bad boy that gives mixed signals. I know I want to marry Joshua, but when I wake up from those dreams, I can't help but wonder if I'm making a mistake. In some of the dreams, I actually end things with Joshua so that I could be with Sean. Do the dreams mean anything? Should I tell Joshua about these dreams or just hope they go away?
Wait, can I just start off here? Because I find this email to be so interesting. I have recently started going to therapy, seeing a therapist. And my last session, she asked me to, whenever I have a dream, to wake up and write it in my notes page so that we can discuss it in my next session. For some reason, ever since she told me this, I'm like not dreaming. Like, or they're just I can't remember anything to save my life. And so I think that there is some significance to it, because clearly there is, if my therapist is asking me to write them down so that we can like discuss it in my next session. So I think that there is something to your dreams. I just don't know the answer.
Thank you for that wisdom, Tanya. That was very helpful advice and response.
Well, I'm talking to her on Wednesday, so hopefully I have a, maybe I can just ask her the significance of the dream.
Yeah, maybe ask her about this one, and if we give bad advice according to the your therapist, then we can revisit this. But I just want you to know that the bad boy that gave you mixed signals then is probably still the bad boy who would give you mixed signals now. Not saying that people can't change, but I'm saying I think you're having dreams. There's probably this level of, as someone who I consider myself pretty non-committal in a sense of like long-term stuff freaks me out. I feel like I would probably manifest this like weird dream scenario where I'm with other people, just in the sense that I'm like, oh wait, I'm going to be with the same person forever. And your brain kind of does these like weird tricks on you. But I think if you're with Joshua and you're so excited about being with him and you can't picture yourself not being with him, or like you wouldn't be okay if you weren't with him and he was with someone else, then I think you know that you're with the right person. And Sean is just a like fantasy that is probably coming in because you said yes to something long-term committal.
Yeah, I feel like I bet there is something to like engagement, you know, even as much as if, let's say you're somebody that is looking forward to that and that's something that you really like dream of. I feel like once it happens, there is some level of anxiety, whether it's obviously something that you really want, you know, there comes something with like the in perpetuity part of it that probably stirs up some emotions. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been engaged.
Guys, now, have you all?
A lot of people are going to disagree with me on this because I'm not somebody who believes in supernatural stuff. I don't believe in psychics. I don't believe in any of that stuff. This means nothing. You have cold feet. It's totally normal. Leaving Joshua for Sean, you would regret it for the rest of your life. And I think you know that on some level. Like, close your eyes and really imagine your life a year from now. Married to Joshua, or having left Joshua, you no longer speak to Joshua, you're dating the bad boy, and what's that life look like compared to what the Joshua life looks like? I think you know the right path here. I think it's standard cold feet. Everybody has them. This means nothing. Don't read too much into it.
Yeah, keep the good guy, dude. Like, good guys. The good guys, we need the good ones. You want the good one. You want the steady Eddie for the long haul, you know? You don't want the Sonsy Sam.
No. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like a life with Sean, giving up someone like Joshua for Sean would be a life of anxiety and insecurity and not knowing if he's being loyal. So don't overthink it.
Is he at the store? Or is he at a strip club? I don't know.
Is he at Office Depot?
Right.
I bet Sean's apartment is disgusting.
Yeah. For sure.
He never cleans his bathroom.
No. Yeah.
He's got those loser friends like we were talking about a few weeks ago with the weird nicknames.
Yeah, that's, and Sean, he for sure leaves his like nose hair trimmings or beard trimmings in the sink. Like, he doesn't even wash them down. He just leaves them in there.
Or maybe Sean is the friend, the gross friend.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. All right.
All right, here comes another one. This is from Brittany. I'm currently working in a field that is male-dominated, surgery. Very perfect for our scrubbing in program.
Yes.
I started my job dating a guy, and that didn't pan out. I'm now in a relationship with a female who I adore. I need advice on how to address my sexuality with my employer. I work in the Deep South for people who do not share the same views as me. However, I see forever with this girl. Would you tell your boss about your sexual orientation, even if it's something he's made remarks about disagreeing with? Any advice would be helpful.
Wait, this is
can you read the middle part again?
The Deep South?
Well, no, like, why does she need, why she started out her career dating a man, didn't work out.
Yeah.
She's now dating a woman.
Yep.
Her
and
boss.
How does she address this with her employer? But she knows that they're not keen on the same sex relationships.
Yeah, because she said he's made remarks about disagreeing with it. I personally, like, I don't think it's a conversation where you go out. It's really no one's business, honestly.
Yes, I think I agree with that.
But I do think if he says something derogatory or rude that is offensive about it, I think you say, like, hey, you know, that's inappropriate. And I'm actually in a relationship. Like, if you feel comfortable being like, I'm in a relationship with a woman, that's inappropriate. Or just say, hey, you know, I find that to be a little bit offensive. If you feel like you need to stick up for yourself, then absolutely say something. But I don't think it's necessary for you to go out of your way to have the conversation because it's really no one's business.
But that's my question. Is it necessary? Is there a Christmas party? Is there? Is it going? Is it inevitable that this is going to become an issue?
Here's the thing. I think that, no, you don't need to. It's, you know, it is really nobody's business but your own. However, I do also think, too, like, you don't want to, you're not embarrassed of your girlfriend. You don't want to hide your girlfriend. You don't want to hide your relationship. So I think there are ways that you can, you know, like, without having saying, I want to have a serious conversation or like, I want to talk to you about something. You don't have to make it this big thing. But if you guys are like, let's say, I don't really know what, if you have lunch in a cafeteria or, you know, if you hang out in the lounge or wherever you hang and there, it's just like, I don't know. I have no idea. But in just a very like kind of passive way, you say something like, oh my gosh, yeah, like my girlfriend and I went to the farmer's market in Studio City and they had the best, you know, almonds. I know you love almonds. You should go there. Or I don't know. You know what I mean? Like if your boss loves, you know, Mexican food, you could be like, oh my gosh, my girlfriend and I just went on a really nice date there. They have this great open seating. And they have, you know, tacos for $5 on Tuesdays. You should try that. So you're bringing up the fact that you have a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And you're saying it, but you're not making it like a big thing. You're not saying like, I really need to talk to you about something. I know this is not, you know, your.
But here's the danger. Like, can he kind of short circuit her career? Can he decide that she's not going to get the promotions? Because I know it's not legal per se, but in the Deep South, I think this is the kind of thing that happens. So I'm a little concerned about.
Yeah, but you know what? I think you have to give people a chance to respond in a different way. Like a lot of people are ignorant because of how they were raised or the culture that they grew up in. And sometimes it takes like knowing someone that you respect or that's, you know, in your life on a consistent basis to realize that it's no different. Like a relationship is a relationship. And I almost think, I like your idea, Tanya, of it coming up naturally. But I also think if you do have like a Christmas party or a party, you bring her and you say, this is my girlfriend. And then that way it's not this, just, we've talked about this on the podcast before of like, if people have kids and they go into the date being like a little, almost like it's a bad thing that they have kids. If you make a big
like they,
deal
like
out
they,
of it.
They sit there and they're just like, I have to tell you something.
Yeah.
And you're like expecting them to drop some bomb. And then they say they have kids and it's like, great. I want kids, you know?
Yeah. But I think it's, I think just like anything in that regard, you just kind of don't make it a big deal. Because when you make it a big deal, it becomes a bigger deal than it is. So I think you casually bring her up and say, sometimes people might think girlfriend is a friend because sometimes like girlfriends are like, that's my girlfriend. Like,
well, that's why
girlfriend.
I said like date. My girlfriend, I went on a date.
Yeah. But also I think maybe you bring her to something and introduce her and just say like, this is my girlfriend. And they're not going to, I imagine, and I know it's different in the South, but I imagine that someone's not going to be blatantly rude or right to your face in that moment. I think you have to give people a chance to prove your expectations wrong.
Yeah. And if they do short circuit you and they're that, you know, that in this stuck in their ways and their beliefs, and you, then we gotta you email us back. We will get scrubbing in community to oust that man.
I mean, honestly, the truth is, she doesn't have to tell the boss. She could just mention it to any of the other doctors and nurses. Oh, yeah, my girlfriend went to that Mexican restaurant last weekend, and that's going to spread like wildfire throughout the entire wing, I guess.
Yeah.
And
I don't know how the doctors that might go
sure
to
don't.
The cafeteria.
We're just using our Grey's Anatomy knowledge.
Yeah. The on-call room is going to be a buzz.
Yeah.
But good luck, because being in a same-sex relationship in the Deep South has got to be a challenge. So good luck to you.
Yeah.
I hope you're not stuck
you
on nappies.
Yeah. And I think you feeling confident that you see forever with her is you know, means more than what someone else's opinion means. So, you know, sorry that it's even something you have to navigate, but such is our world, and sometimes people can be disappointing, but they also can surprise you. So keep that, you know, in the back of your head too. But happy for you that you're in a very happy relationship, that you're, I mean, see forever
with
someone.
I mean, good for you.
Yeah. Great. Okay. So after that very insightful knowledge of our, you know, hospital lingo, giving advice about the OR, the wing, the on-call room, Mark has
I'm worried that she's going to get stuck doing appies from now on.
Well, you know what?
No surgeon wants that.
Every appy is one step closer to happy.
Oh, wow. Good. I'm proud of you for that one.
Thank you.
All right. I'll just ask you a few questions about this season of Grey's Anatomy. Sorry, last season of Grey's Anatomy, just to make sure that we all remember what happened, because it was a long time ago and the world has changed. Tanya, you go first. Becca, you can steal.
Okay.
Meredith detects which of these illnesses in her community community service supervisor.
Oh my gosh, I forgot she was even in community service. I see how this is going to go for me. Okay.
Do you have an answer?
Oh, it's not like multiple choice?
Well, it could be, but I'd rather it not be if we can avoid it.
I feel like I remember this.
Ask me the question again.
All right. Remember, she was on community service, and she had her supervisor. And then the supervisor was being kind of a jerk to her. And she realized that he had a certain affliction. Just by looking at him, she's like, I think you have this. And I forget what symptoms she saw, but it was enough to make her concerned.
Sure don't.
Okay. Becca, do you remember?
God, I feel like I'm getting this confused with another thing where Alex was fighting for Zola to be adopted. And now I'm like, because he did the same thing with the social worker or something. Oh.
No, that's not the answer.
No. Give me a second. Okay. Was it a lump?
All right. I'm going to give you guys the choice.
Okay.
Tanya, back to you. Was it the flu? Was it cancer? Was it an aneurysm?
Aneurysm.
Becca, agree or disagree?
Disagree. Cancer.
And the point goes to Becca. It was cancer.
Yeah.
Dang.
1 point for Becca. Becca gets this question. Who is the father of Amelia's baby?
Oh.
Link.
That's right. 2 points. Very good. And now back to you, Tanya. What?
That was easier.
Well, you know, it's just
the luck
of the draw.
I had the same opportunity as the second, exactly. As the first one, though.
What is the name of Teddy and Owen's daughter?
I'm sorry. Wait. They have a daughter. Wait, they have a daughter?
Teddy and Owen have a daughter.
Did you know that?
Oh, wait. I think I know.
No, I mean, pass.
Is it Megan?
No.
No, that's somebody's sister.
But I see what you're doing, and you're on the right track. Her name's Allison,
oh.
Which is another named after a woman Teddy knew when she was in New York or something.
Oh, yeah. Wait, weren't they like lovers or something? That random storyline?
Yes, they were. Very good. Yes, they were. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
All right, Tanya, I'll give you one more chance here. You know,
that's
Richard.
Not fair.
What do you mean it's not fair?
Because now it's Becca's turn.
Well, but okay, fine. Richard has that old friend that makes Catherine very jealous. What's her name?
That makes Catherine really jealous. Who is that? I'm trying to think of who's the actress that plays.
It was Jasmine Guy.
Sure.
From 227.
Nah, don't know who that is. Her name, though, is... Her name is... I think it's Lisa.
Okay. It is not Lisa. Tanya for the steal.
I mean,
no chance.
The name Kelly.
Okay. I'm going to give you three choices.
Okay.
I guess Becca gets the choices first because it's hers. Is her name Mia, Maggie, or Gemma?
Ugh.
Mia.
Tanya?
Well, it's not Maggie. That's his daughter, Gemma.
Gemma's correct. Look at that. We got ourselves a tie. Don't
That's
we?
Right, baby.
No, I'm winning.
No, Becca's up 2-1. Becca's up 2-1. All right. Tanya, who told Bailey about Meredith's insurance fraud?
I actually remember this.
You know who it is. You know.
Maggie?
Nope.
Amelia?
Nope. It was Glasses.
Do I need his name?
Jake Borelli's character. I'm like blanking on his...
No.
Jake Borelli's character.
Yeah, Glasses.
His name is Levi Schmidt.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Becca wins. I mean, and she always does win these games.
Yeah, pay attention to the detail, you know?
Yeah, and you know what? I was never great in school, so I'm just going to suck it up to that.
Okay. All we're asking you to do is pay attention to a television show.
You remember how I dominated in that Taylor Swift lyric versus Tanya with Selena Gomez lyric?
I'm just not really a good test taker. I just feel this level of anxiety pressure that's just like put on me. And the moment I'm like, I hear the word quiz or test, you know, it's like triggering.
Well,
all right. Well, Becca, you're ready for next week's premiere of Grey's Anatomy season 17.
I'm so ready. I was watching old episodes this morning. It's just... can't wait. I watched The Holiday with Arizona Robbins in it.
I did too.
She's
so Arizona. I'm just like, what are you doing out of the OR, girl? Get back in there.
Hey, your leg's back.
Yeah. I was just like, why? I'm just, you know, I wish they'd bring back some of those older characters. See what you give us an update on their lives.
Me too. Like, I miss Callie.
Yeah.
I've been really, like, I'm having a moment with her right now because I'm watching, I think, season 6. She's just crushing it right now.
Yeah, she gets pretty, like, badass. Mm-hmm. Well, cool. Well, I hope you all have a great week. Take care of yourself this week. There's a lot of anxiety and tension, and this week is probably going to be at an all-time high with that. The conversations you're having with people. So really take care of yourself. And if you need to unplug and step away from hearing and watching everything that's going on, take that time for yourself. You know, if you want to have someone fill you in on important things going on, ask someone if you're like too stressed to watch out, but just, be kind to each other. 'Cause this is going to be a week where we see a lot of, frustration and people that are very angry and hurt. So
remember, do what you gotta do,
yeah, do what
to
you
get
gotta
by
do. Yeah, and seriously, like, be nice to each other. There's a lot more going on beyond this election in people's personal lives, so just remember that too. And we will be back as always for next week. Don't forget to get your tickets for the live virtual show. It's gonna be a lot of fun, and until then, adios. We love you.
Adios, baby. We love you. Can't wait to chitty chat. Can't wait to read the emails about the cups and such this week. So keep them coming.
Yeah. Our official period guru, Tanya Rad.
That's right.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by 2 sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health